Thank you very much for that nice and overwhelming introduction. I'm delighted to be here, delighted to be your first speaker at this year's conference. And you can see my screen okay? Perfect. So I'm here to tell you about the world's fastest growing brain disease is Parkinson's. And I'm gonna argue to you that this disease is largely man-made. So I'll say that again, that the world's fastest growing brain disease is largely a product of human behavior. Not exclusively, but largely a product of human behavior. To the extent that this is a man-made disease, it can be a human-ended one and can be a preventable condition. So I'm going to talk to you about the age of degenerative and man-made diseases in which we live, talk to you then about the rise of Parkinson's disease, and then conclude with some ideas about how we can end the disease and some actions you can take right now, today, to help bring about the end of this debilitating and deadly disease. So French-American environmental scientist René Dubos wrote, "Every civilization has its own kind of pestilence and can control it only by reforming itself." Put into modern English, every society creates its own diseases. And one of these diseases is likely Parkinson's. A really smart epidemiologist, Abdul Omran, in 1971, published this article in which he was trying to better understand what leads to the growth of human populations over time. And he divided, and he and his subsequent colleagues divided stages of epidemiology, study of diseases, into four main periods of humanity. First is that early humans, from say 200,000 years ago until the Agrarian Revolution, largely died of pestilence, infectious diseases, and famine. There quite simply wasn't enough food to be had, and that limited the ability for populations to grow. But sometime around 10,000 years ago, with the agricultural revolution, we were able to first produce large amounts of food, store that food, and then form cities or communities, which enabled populations to grow. The big things that led to death in those days were infectious diseases. So think about the bubonic plague from the 1400s, think about smallpox, and think about the influenza pandemic of 1918. And then he says, we now live in the age of degenerative and man-made diseases. And that's what we're going to devote a lot of time to discussing. Other people have extended this analysis and said that in the future, we're going to die of delayed degenerative diseases and emerging infections, infections born out of hubris. And we can think about some of those. But I'm gonna talk to you about this degenerative and man-made diseases. So what do we mean by man-made? So lung cancer really is like the poster child for man-made diseases. There are lots of others and we'll give you some other examples. But if you look at this graph and you look at the number of lung cancer deaths in the United States in black, and you look at 1900, there were simply almost no lung cancer deaths in the United States in 1900. 100 years ago, lung cancer just didn't exist. Before the advent of cigarettes, doctors took special notice when confronted with a case, thinking it a once-in-a-lifetime oddity. They thought that they would all gather around, they'd tell the students to come by because they thought they would never see a case. Unfortunately, with the introduction of cigarettes, we saw a rise in the number of deaths due to lung cancer first in England, then the United States. And you can see almost a perfect correlation with a 25-year lag between the number of cigarettes smoked and the rise in lung cancer deaths. And lung cancer, because of great public health initiatives in the 1970s, peaked, and subsequently we've had a decline in smoking. And 25 years after we've had a decline in smoking, we've had a decline in lung cancer deaths. Lung cancer is far from the only man-made disease. You can think about automobile accidents, for example, which are one of the top 10 leading causes of death, and kind of it's leading cause of death for young adults. But there are many other diseases that are potentially man-made. This is a study too about acne, which affects, I think, somewhere between 50 to 75% of teenagers and young adults. But these authors argued that this is a disease of Western civilization. They looked at hunter-gatherer populations in Papua New Guinea and in Paraguay. And they looked at 1,200 of these individuals for acne and found none, not one. And they looked at 100 some individuals from Paraguay, a hunter-gatherer community there, And again, looked for acne and found none, not even in teenagers. This is from the Journal. Stopping a pandemic deadlier than COVID by the former head of the CDC, Dr. Tom. And he's talking about cardiovascular disease. I'm just going to read you the opening paragraphs from the opening paragraph of his paper. Again, from last week's Wall Street Journal, although COVID is the most visible pandemic of our lifetime, it is neither the deadliest nor the most preventable. That distinction goes to cardiovascular disease. A pandemic so common is invisible, lethal, it seems normal, so ingrained in the fabric of modern society, it seems natural. And he's arguing that cardiovascular, and I'm going to argue to you that Parkinson's disease, the vast majority of Parkinson's disease, is not natural. This is not something dictated by our genes. There are some genetic factors that account for maybe 15 to 20% of people with Parkinson's disease, but the overwhelming majority of people with Parkinson's disease have no identifiable genetic. Years and millions of dollars being spent evaluating the genetic causes. The vast majority of Parkinson's disease is due to environmental causes. We've known this for over, yet we have failed to act.